celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle of your furry best friend. Our first guest is a frequent visitor to Animal Radio, and that's Cheryl Mathis. Her book, Leashes and Lovers, is a bestseller, and she is on the line to give us an update on the book and life with Fido. Hi, Cheryl, and welcome to the show.
Well, hi, Susan. Thank you.
Hey, now, how is your book, Leashes and Lovers, doing?
Oh, it's doing great. I've been doing a lot of different book signings at various events, and it's been going well. So, yeah, as you mentioned, it's become a bestseller. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I love the book. And there's other things that you do for people that haven't got to listen to us chat before. You have a great social group. So what have you been up to this summer with your group?
Oh, yeah, we do lots of various things. So no matter where you live, you can take part with Leashes and Lovers. You can come to the site and make yourself a profile of you and your dog if you have one. And you don't have to have one to even be part of the club, as we call it. So you can come on, make a profile. You can blog. You can find other dog lovers who may want to just either make friends or find those with the same dog breed, or even if you're looking for a date or love, all that's there with Leashes and Lovers. And then if you're out on the East Coast, we do have various events, and especially this summer we're doing things such as hiking and even kayaking. We just started.
I love the kayaking. We're lucky we're right behind the Snake River, and we took Junior out on the kayak for the first time. And I'm not sure if he was liking the experience or if he was afraid, because he got into the kayak and he just stayed still. So I imagine when you do these kayak trips, you have people there that will instruct you how the best way to get your dog into the kayak for the first time.
Oh, completely. We have guides, and there's some instruction even before you go. And I did it a few weeks ago even with my greyhound. And it was great. It was so relaxing and so peaceful. And she got in, and actually all the dogs did. So we had big dogs, small dogs, almost, you know, such a variety of breeds. So they really had a great time.
Well, it sounds like fun. And I know you're the relationship guru. So what? why don't you give us a tip for today? What is that, a relationship tip for today that you wish to impart?
One tip especially I'd love to give to your listeners is, when you do meet someone, whether it's even in a business setting, a social setting, on the street, I always advise people, don't ask about their job, ask about their dog. So even if they have their dog with them or not, ask if they have a dog, and if they do have a dog, start asking questions more about their dog, and you'd be amazed how much longer the conversation goes on, how much more you really even find out about that person. So I say, don't ask about their job, ask about their dog.
That is a great tip. I know it works for us when we're out reviewing properties. It never fails that having Junior with us is a great icebreaker. And where can our listeners find your book?
You can find it on the site leashesandlovers.com/the book. And from there, either you can click on and get an autographed copy, or it'll take you directly to the Amazon link.
And I understand you have a gift for one of our lucky listeners today.
I do. I'm giving out a signed book, so be sure to respond quickly. So, I'm happy to give that out.
That is awesome. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you'll be the lucky winner of the book Leashes and Lovers. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Cheryl, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, thanks, Susan. Have a great day.
You too. For more information, log on to leashesandlovers.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out how to help people in need. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido-Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel and destination reviews, health and wellness topics, dog training advice, and the latest fashion trends. You can find Fido-Friendly magazine at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, and Petco, or simply go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Fido-Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend, and the only magazine your dog will thank you for. Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. Now, our next guest is Diane McGill from Banfield Charitable Trust. Hi, Diane, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. I'm so glad to be part of the show today.
Oh, so am I. And I know many of our listeners may be familiar with Banfield Pet Hospitals, but what is Banfield Charitable Trust about?
We actually are a public charity, much as the same as a Humane Society or any other charitable organization. But our mission is to keep pets and their people together, and we have 7 programs that help us do that. Some of the programs that your listeners might be familiar with are perhaps our 2 largest programs, the Pet Peace of Mind program, which is a hospice support program, and our Meals on Wheels pet distribution grant program, which is a program that allows us to fund pet food for Meals on Wheels pets.
Now, I think Meals on Wheels is something that's very familiar to a lot of people. I know today I was reading in my local paper, we had a shout-out from our local shelter out here in Idaho, and they were hoping people would help and get involved to bring food to seniors or to people that were in need to help feed their pets. So how can people get involved and reach out to you to become involved?
Well, during the first... For people who want to actually donate pet food, we work with Banfield Pet Hospitals across the country the last 2 months of each year, November and December each year, and there are actually collection bins set up to collect food in the hospitals. And for many programs, that helps them about half the year, so about 6 months. The second 6 months of the year, we actually fund dollar grants that helps the program buy food to be able to get through the second half of the year. So for people who want to help today, right now, logging on to our website and making a donation to Season of Suppers is the fastest way to get money right into the Meals on Wheels programs. So there are lots and lots of easy ways to help.
Well, I think sometimes it just takes someone to reach out to the community and even on a local level where we can just do something. But I think when you and I got to meet a little while ago, what was fun is that we were at this wonderful event in Portland, and you actually did a wonderful statue presentation for Zelda the Bulldog at the Heathbin. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that? That was really a great time.
Our relationship with Zelda goes back quite a ways. When Zelda turned 13, Zelda had a huge birthday party at the Heathman Hotel to celebrate her big day. And Zelda was interested in a charity to receive the proceeds of her birthday gifts. And in fact, that's actually how we got connected, is, you know, Zelda loved our cause of our hospice support program and became an important part of the organization. And now she's been commemorated in a statue in front of the Heathman Hotel. So Zelda's a wonderful friend to the BCT.
That was really fun, and it was kind of a lighthearted way to, you know, just kind of bring attention to those people that are in need. And I just really want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today, and best of luck in all that you do.
Thank you, Susan. And let me just give our website address really, really quickly for anyone who'd like more information on our programs. It's www.banfieldcharitabletrust.org.
That's perfect, and we'll put that online for our listeners as well. Thanks again, Diane. For more information or how you can help, log on to BanfieldCharitableTrust.org. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have another giveaway. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Did you hear Animal Radio this weekend?
For anyone who didn't hear the full story on the thong, this little pup had known to ingest a pink thong and was sick for several days. We did induce vomiting and were successful.
Oh, good. The thong came out.
Not just the pink thong. The pink thong followed by a blue thong followed by the white thong and one sock.
Catch Animal Radio Saturdays at noon, Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern on XM 158.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. My next guest is author and creator of Vet DVM, Rob Ryan. Hi, Rob. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Great to be here.
Hey, listen, I want you to tell us all about Vet DVM and why did you start your business?
Well, I started it because I realized after working to cure my own dog, Buddy's, illness when he was a puppy, that I had to go through about over a dozen or so vets to get all the answers that I needed. I couldn't get all the answers from one vet. And so, luckily, I was self-employed and I had the means to, you know, both afford all of those vets and also take the time to research what was going on with him and how to find his cure. But then I realized after finding Buddy's cure that not many people can do it. They can't take the time off work and can't hire all the different vets, you know. And some of them are across the country. I did phone consults with. So the kind of inspiration came from finding Buddy's cure.
Well, I know that I kind of opt into that, so I look at the questions every day. But is there an actual cost to join?
No, it's free. And if you download the app on the iPhone or if you come to our website, vetdvm.com, and DVM stands for Doctor of Veterinary Medicine. Some people don't know that. So it's free. It's sponsor-supported, so we have advertisers that support our website 100%. We want to make it free because I want to make really good healthcare information available to all pet owners.
That's really great. And do you have some typical questions that come your way?
No, but I can give you a couple examples. I'm quite surprised every day the type of questions that come through. And what people can do through our apps, we'll be coming out with a BlackBerry version and the Android phone version also. Through the app, you can actually send us a video of your dog or your cat. Right now, we currently only work with dogs and cats. So a behavior or a show us a lesion or maybe a broken tooth. We just had a possible root canal question yesterday. We had somebody describing a red, red, but I think almost pink lesion, and they wanted to know what that was. Most people want to know what the severity is of the issue. Should they be rushing into the vet's office usually? That's pretty much the common theme as opposed to a question.
Well, I guess in keeping with that, do you feel that your website has actually helped save lives?
Yes. I'm really, you know, like I said, we tried to be a resource initially, but I'm really proud of what it's becoming and how we're able, I think, to give people a little bit more awareness so that they get their animals the right care that they need.
Oh, I think it's important, and we're all, a lot of us now are glued to our internet, you know, before, during, and after work. And I know that Buddy was the inspiration for this, but I also know that Buddy inspired you to write a book, Long Live Buddy. So tell us about the new book.
Yes, Buddy is my inspiration. I mean, he is really my first dog that I got all by myself about 10 years ago now, in 2000. And he's a black lab, and he came real sick to me as a puppy from a breeder. And the story of Buddy, Long Live Buddy, the book, is that it's a journey I took with him over months to not only cure him, and through that journey, I also realized, well, I could go beyond just curing him and get into anti-aging. So similar things I used to cure him, we could actually do through the years to make sure that we slow down the aging process. And my goal for Buddy is to have a 20-year-old Labrador, a very healthy 20-year-old Labrador. And that's my goal for everybody reading the book. And we also have a website, longlivebuddy.com, where people can learn about our book.
Well, how's Buddy doing today?
Amazing. Visually, you look at him and he acts like a puppy. Scientifically speaking, I've had two vets look at Buddy, test him. We've done a lot of sophisticated blood tests that are, you know, well beyond what I can talk about here on the radio. But he's biologically been aged at 5 years old, and he's currently 10. So chronologically, he's 10. Biologically, his chemistry, his health is aged at about 5, half the age.
Wow, that is amazing, and that sounds like a fabulous book, and I understand that you have a book for one of our lucky listeners.
Absolutely, happy to.
That's awesome. So be the first caller at 1-866-405-8405, and you will be the lucky winner of the book by Rob Ryan, Long Live Buddy. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Thanks, Rob, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Bye, Susan.
For more information on vetdvm.com, please visit their website. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be getting cozy. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Phyto-Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel and destination reviews, health and wellness topics, dog training advice, and the latest fashion trends. You can find Phyto-Friendly magazine at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, and Petco, or simply go online to phytofriendly.com and subscribe today. Phyto-Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend, and the only magazine your dog will thank you for.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. Our next guest, Caroline Golan, is part of the wonderful world of blogs. Hi, Caroline, and welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So tell us, what is Blog Paws, and why did you start the event?
Well, Susan, Blog Paws is an online network and community of pet bloggers, and we created it to bring pet bloggers together to learn from each other, network, and help one another achieve our online goals.
Well, that sounds like fun. You know, that's what we love to do at Phyto Friendly, too, is blog all day long.
It's a lot of fun, definitely.
Well, now, this is your second event, though. You started, I guess it was such a huge success. Where was the first event held?
Well, we held the first event in Columbus, Ohio, in April 2010. And we decided to actually incorporate a live conference into the Blog Paws community because, you know, we know that while you can make terrific connections online, there's really nothing like meeting face-to-face. Or actually nose-to-nose, as we like to say. So we held our first event in April, like I said, in Columbus, and it was such a great experience for everybody involved. And many bloggers in our community kept asking us, when are you going to have something out west? And so we decided we'd have an event out west. So that's what we're doing this September.
That's so fabulous. So where is this exactly? It's at a Phyto-Friendly hotel, I hope.
It is a pet-friendly hotel, and it's going to be in Denver, Colorado, at the Hyatt, the Grand Hyatt downtown, September 9th through the 11th. We plan it's going to be all kinds of terrific sessions, education sessions led by pet industry and social media experts, and we'll have a lot of inspirational presentations and lots of time for pet bloggers to network and have fun with one another.
Now, I know that the blog didn't happen overnight, but it seems like it's really, really taken off. So for our listeners, who should plan to attend, and can they bring their dogs to the event? I know that that's a Phyto-Friendly hotel, but can they actually have the pets with them during the conference?
Absolutely. We designed the entire conference actually around making sure that pets could be part of the event. And it's definitely Fido-friendly, so dogs are welcome, and as are cats, hamsters, guinea pigs, lizards, hermit crabs, you name it.
Uh-oh, that means somebody out there with a llama might show up.
Well, you never know, but yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, anybody involved in the online pet community, whether they're a blogger or a pet business, or anyone that, like I said, is blogging about their business or for animal welfare or just for fun, you know, there's something for everyone at this event.
Well, you do such a wonderful job, I mean, in such a short time getting everyone together. But you also have something of interest that I think our listeners would love to hear about, and it's called Be the Change Program. What is that?
Well, Blog Paws is dedicated to giving back to the pet community or to animals in need. And the Be the Change Program is our way of inspiring others to take action. I think that a lot of people really want to do something to help pets in need or help their local shelter or help their local rescue, but feel that they may not have enough money or enough time, or what they have to offer may not make an impact. And so we created Be the Change You Want to See to really inspire people to do whatever they can do, whether it's something big or whether it's something small, because every little thing adds up. So, you know, a half an hour at the shelter petting kittens, or, you know, you take extra towels to your local rescue. Those are the things that may not seem like a lot, but really make a big difference.
Well, that sounds wonderful. It's a good reminder, and I think some of those little things, a lot of us don't think about it, but even if we thought to carry extra towels with us and we're by our local animal shelter, that sounds like that would be part of the Be the Change program.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so what we do throughout the year is to create challenges for people, you know, a dog food drive, for example, or a supply drive, and just give people ways and ideas for things that they can do to make an impact.
Well, that sounds great. And I want you to direct our listeners to learn more about Blog Paws and Be the Change program. Where can they find you online?
They can find us online at blogpaws.com. And they can learn about the community and how to get involved with Blog Paws, as well as how to register for the September event or get involved in the Be the Change program.
That sounds so fun. I want to thank you, Caroline, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We're going to take a quick break, so sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Did you hear Animal Radio this weekend?
I have a question. I have a mint pin. She's a very picky eater. I took the puppy chow and chewed it up, masticated it for her, and, you know, she kind of, like, bit from my lips.
What? Did you say you chewed up dog food for her?
Yes.
What is she eating right now?
Slowly cooked ribs.
I'm going to stop you here because feeding a human diet to dogs is not appropriate.
Catch Animal Radio Saturdays at noon, Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern on XM 158.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by Get Your Licks on Route 66, the month-long pet adoption tour starting in September. Log on to getyourlicks.org to learn more. My next guest has a very unique dog bed, and Linda Fisher is here from Cozy Puff to tell us all about it. Hi, Linda, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, I'm happy that you took the time to talk to us. I love your product. What is Cozy Puff, and what made you create such a fun dog bed?
Well, Cozy Puff dog beds are a style that's a donut or a bagel-style dog bed, but with a completely new, exclusive design. And that is that there's a ring, and the ring is open in the center the way a donut would be. There's a hole. And in the middle snugs this really plush pillow it's all made of Polartec fleece. And the pillow stays in place without any zippers or Velcro. It's just the design of the ruffle in the pillow that makes it hold in. And that's what's different about Cozy Puff dog beds.
Yeah, it really is something that people, you know, as soon as you can, you know, need to visit the website cozypuff.com because it really is delightful. You know, I look at this and I just wonder, you know, for those of us with older dogs, this just looks so comfortable. But is there a reason this might be really good for our older dogs?
Absolutely. It's really therapeutically good for all dogs, but especially older dogs because the PolarTech fleece, which is, by the way, if you're not familiar with PolarTech, it's milled in Massachusetts, and it's the best quality fleece in the world, and it retains body heat. So when a dog lies in it, it retains their natural body heat, so it's almost like being on a heating pad. And we have them hand-sewn, custom-ordered, and hand-stuffed, so that they're very, very well stuffed with new hypoallergenic polyfill. And there's a lot of support there for older dogs, for all dogs, but for older dogs. So those sensitive joints that might be feeling a little arthritic will never touch a hard floor surface. They'll always have good support and soothing warmth when they lie in a Cozy Puff dog bed.
That really is neat. And I know that the colors are really delightful as well. It's just different than anything that you're normally used to seeing. So what is your most popular color combination?
Well, the most popular color combination so far is the mermaid blue or it's really a turquoise blue with a baby yellow pillow in the center. And once again, the ring and the pillow are all made of PolarTech fleece. So the first thing that the dog feels is the real extreme plush softness of the thick fleece and then the soft fill in the middle. And the colors, well, we offer more colors than I really believe any other dog bed company because we have 42 different colors now that in our Rainbow Design Center on the website where people can mix and match and have any color combination they want. And that doesn't cost any more. It's the same price as all the dog beds on Cozy Puff site are the same price.
That is so fun. And you can really get creative. And one of the things that I noticed from your website that I really wanted to applaud you for is I understand you donate a portion of every sale to Operation Bag Dag Pups. So what can you tell us about that?
Well, that is a program that I read about before I even thought of designing dog beds. And I thought someday if I donate to a charity on a large scale, that is a program I really want to support. It is through the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the SPCA. And
easy for you to say.
I know. And it's their largest program, and it's for all of the service people, men and women, in our military in Iraq and Afghanistan. While they're there serving their tours in those countries, many times they find pets. And it could not just dogs, also cats. And they're allowed to keep their pets with them when they're serving their tour of duty. When it's time for the people to come home, there was no way for them to bring their pets home with them. And so this organization, they contact the organization and they pay for all the red tape paperwork, all the transport, and the vet checks, anything the animals, the pets need to reunite them with their owners back here in the United States. And these pets are so important to them because it helps them with the stress they have when they're serving overseas, and then when they are home and reunited with their pet, it also helps with the adjustment and possibly healing in this country.
That really is wonderful. I know that you probably had a lot of choices, and the fact that you even choose to donate a portion of every sale to a nonprofit is really wonderful. So where can our listeners find out more about Cozy Puff?
Go right to the website, cozypuff.com, or you can also just email me through the site, Linda@cozypuff.com. And we're listing more information all the time. So do check back, and we have holiday dog beds we're going to be coming out with as well. So we like color and fun at Cozy Puff, if you hadn't noticed.
Yeah, I could tell. And I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you very much, Susan. I enjoyed it.
For more information, visit their website at CozyPuff.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, you will learn about a great summer program for Fido at the Lowe's Hotels. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly is the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel and destination reviews, health and wellness topics, dog training advice, and the latest fashion trends. You can find Fido Friendly magazine at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, and Petco, or simply go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Fido Friendly is the only magazine dedicated to the travel and lifestyle of man's best friend, and the only magazine your dog will thank you for.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And Emily Goldfisher, she's the Vice President of PR for Lowe's Hotels. She's on the line to tell us about a fabulous summer pet package being offered. Hi, Emily. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm great. Thank you. You know, summer's in full swing. And, you know, I probably have, Hal always tells me I have one of the best gigs, you know, writing for Fido Friendly Magazine. And we talk about, you know, places that you can stay with your pet. And, you know, the Lowe's is always one of my personal favorites. So what makes Lowe's properties stand out from other Fido Friendly hotels?
Sure. Lowe's Hotels was actually the first hotel, you know, upscale hotel chain to welcome pets. We started the program in 2000, so we're actually celebrating our 10th anniversary. And we have just continued to keep setting the bar higher and higher for how we welcome pets. We always, every season, we have a seasonal package. So right now we're running our Dog Days of Summer promotion, which includes deluxe accommodations. Our chef, who's actually a master chef of France and a pet lover, his name is Chef Mark Erler, he developed a recipe called Scooby Barbecue Sliders that are special little hamburgers for your dog. They're adorable and they're delicious. We've also partnered with Westpaw that makes, like, eco-friendly dog toys, and they get a Westpaw Frisbee. And then we are also including some dog walking tips and lifestyle tips with your pet from pet expert Wendy Diamond. So it's really a fun package. We're so thrilled when people come with their pets. And on top of that, we also have a full room service menu. We have a, if you've forgotten anything, like a leash or a for cats, for a litter basket or anything like that, we have all of that stuff. And and our staff really love to welcome pets. Other guests love seeing the pets. And the program's just been so rewarding for us.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. And do people need to request this when they're booking their stay?
Yeah, you can book it by calling 1-800-23-LOWES, or you can check us online at www.lowshotels.com, and you can book the package right there. It's called Dog Days of Summer. It's available through the end of September, and it's actually a really great package. It's nicely priced, depending on the market you want to go to. And, you know, we just love having the dog, so you got to come and bring your dog and look for that Lowe's welcome.
You know, that's something that we do often. And I know this is kind of fun if you have travel tips that you can share with our listeners. Because if someone's traveling for the first time with Fido and they were lucky enough to choose the Lowe's, you know, what kind of tip would you give them when they're making their reservations and what they should expect?
Sure. I mean, I think the thing when you're going to stay in a hotel, which would really be the area that I'd feel most comfortable giving tips on, is, you know, really to make sure that the hotels don't just tolerate pets, that they really welcome pets just like Lowe's does. You know, having said that, you know, obviously you bring all the things that make your animal feel comfortable, but a lot of companies like Lowe's particularly, we have things available should you forget them. And I think something important, too, is to look wherever you book online to just see what their pet policy is. We do have a one-time $25 cleaning fee. It's actually included whenever we have a special package. We just include that in there, so there's no extra charge. But some hotel companies, they will charge you a fee, and they will also, you know, hold some money, you know, in case of damage. So I think it's really important to ask those questions while you're booking, like, you know, do you have any extra fees? How do you charge for damage or anything like that? You know, like I said, we're very upfront about this, and in our packages, the cleaning is included. And then, if you were to just book a regular room, that, you know, there is that one-time $25 charge. And also, you know, any kind of food or special dietary needs, anything that makes your pet feel calmer, you know. And then at check-in, what we do as a policy is we always ask for a cell phone number, or if not, we will provide guests with a pager in the event that you decide to leave your pet unattended in the room. Should your pet get upset or whatever, we can contact you. And then we have trained staff that if that happens, which it rarely does, but sometimes it does, that we can take care of your dog in the appropriate way.
Those are great.
Taking them for a walk or something.
See, and these are the things that are important for people to know, because I think there's an excitement for people to get ready for their vacation. They're going to take Fido, and they're happy about that, and they're thinking of all the fun things they can do. And Lowe's is really, truly taking the guesswork out of what to expect. So once they do arrive at a Lowe's property, they're really in good hands, so they don't need to worry about a thing.
Yeah. The other thing I would say is, you know, look at the destination, and make sure it's a destination that's pet friendly, where you'll have a lot to do with your dog. You know, can you go walk on the beach? Can you, you know, are there restaurants that allow you to have the dog if you're seated outside? For example, you know, there's a wonderful Lowe's in Miami Beach, and Miami Beach is a very pet friendly city. So, you know, that's definitely a great place to go with your pet. We also have a resort in Coronado, which is just off San Diego. You know, again, they have wonderful beaches where you can take your dog, and a lot of outside dining where you can also, you know, be with your pet.
I know the Lowe's Coronado is wonderful, too, because they have the surf competitions, and you can arrange for surf lessons for your dog.
Yep, absolutely. And, yeah, I mean, that's one of our most popular pet packages. And, you know, it's just, we just have so much fun with the Lowe's Pets program and trying to come up with different fun ways for people to, you know, bring their pets along and have so much fun. And we also have great programs for kids. So what we find is, you know, a lot of families, they really just want to keep their family together on vacation, pick a destination that they can drive to, and, you know, just throw everybody in the car and just come on over.
Well, that's fabulous. I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. So for more information, log on to lowshotels.com. That's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly Magazine at Borders, Barnes & Noble, Hastings, or save a tree and subscribe digitally at FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.